You're listening to the New Hope Church podcast. To learn more about what we're doing on the south side of Indianapolis, you can check us out online at becomehope.com. If you like what you're hearing here, be sure you check out one of our companion podcasts. We have a daily devotional podcast called Let's Find Out Together, as well as an apologetics podcast called Salty Saints. Let's listen in as today's talk comes from Randy Spate.
Good morning. Welcome to New Hope Church. My name is Randy. I'm one of the pastors here at New Hope. Throughout history, the Christian church has a tradition on Easter morning of gathering together and saying three times, He is risen. Donna, would you show us how to say He is risen? Did you get that? Do it again. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter. My name is Randy. I'm one of the pastors here at New Hope. Now you've heard several people say that. If you're visiting with us this morning, it merits just a little bit of an explanation. New Hope Church doesn't have one single lead pastor or senior pastor. Instead, we have four of us who serve as pastors here, and we're here to serve you. If you are new, we find it easier when someone introduces themselves to simply assume that they are a pastor. You can call them Pastor Jim, Pastor Tracy, Today is Easter morning. Now, we've been looking at the Easter narrative in the Gospels over the last several weeks. But we're not looking at the historical facts and the details. We've been looking at what's behind Easter, the reasons behind the Easter story. Why did Jesus go to the cross? What we found is that Jesus went to the cross simply because He loved us. But the love that He had for us was a different kind of a love. It was a love that is absolutely and completely unmerited. What we learned is that God loved us because His nature is love. He loves us. Period. He doesn't wait until we do a certain thing to love us. He loved us, even when we were unlovable. Now, the night before Jesus was crucified, we have a fairly long sermon that He gave to His disciples. Right in the middle of that sermon, He talks about His love. Right in the middle of the sermon, He says, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. No greater love than to do the thing that Jesus was about to do. He was about to go to the cross to lay down His life for His friends. This whole final address from John 13 to John 17 is all about love. In fact, Jesus uses the verb 25 times in that address. Now, the verb only occurs 145 times in the New Testament. So that means that one in six of the times that Jesus uses love, it's right here, John 13 to 17. The whole passage begins with love. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that His hour had come to leave the world and return to His Father. He had loved His disciples during His ministry on earth. Now, He loved them to the very end. That's what introduces us to John 13. But it's not only at the beginning, it is also the very last verses of what Jesus says. From John 17, Jesus prays and concludes his address. He says to the Father, may the disciples experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. And then a few verses later, he said, I've revealed you to them. I'll continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them and I will be in them. So love from the very beginning to the very end. So it kind of makes sense for us to understand what it was that Jesus was talking about that night, doesn't it? Well, it starts with a shock as they began a Seder meal together. Jesus gets up and washes his disciples' feet. Now, John is very specific to say that he loved his disciples to the very end. That verse that we read before, he had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth. Now he loved them to the very end. And because of that love, he got up from the table, he took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, poured water into a basin, and he began to wash his disciples' feet. It was his love for them that drove him to wash their feet. He did this to show that his very nature was love. So he served them. He served them in a way that many would have thought dishonoring. He took off the robe that he had, stripped to the waist, wrapped a towel around him, and like a slave, bent down to wash their feet. Many would have thought that dishonored Jesus. But frankly, Jesus didn't care. Jesus cared more about his love for them than for his desire for personal honor. And after he washed their feet, he tells them why he did it. He says, you call me teacher and Lord. Well, you're right, that's what I am. Since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. But now Jesus knew his disciples, and he knew that sometimes they got stuck between metaphor and literalness. And he wanted to make sure that they really understood this. And so a couple of verses later, he says, now, I'm giving you a new commandment. He literally says, I'm giving you a new Torah. You have built your life on the Torah found in the Old Testament. Here's a new one. Here's a new commandment. There's not 10. There is one. Just as I have loved you, love each other. Jesus tells them, here's something new for you. We've talked a lot about this new concept. We've said that the Old Testament really doesn't talk about God's love for individuals that much. God loves the people of Israel, and that's all through the Old Testament. But when it comes to individuals, the Old Testament doesn't talk that much. God doesn't say that frequently in the Old Testament, I love you individually. But now he does. Now in John 13 to 17, Jesus goes overboard in saying time after time after time, God loves you. I love you. Love each other. So how do we do that? Since the Old Testament didn't talk too much about it, I got to think that maybe they were a little confused. How do I express God's love? My love for God. Well, Jesus says a couple of things. Two, primarily. First of all, he says, you believe in God, believe also in me. First thing we do is we believe. We accept him by faith. Faith, belief. What is it? It's not just a good feeling. In fact, here in this passage, it's got an object. Believe in me. We believe in Jesus. Later on, he says, just believe that I'm in the Father. Let's go back. Let me finish that. Believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work that you've seen me do. So faith means trusting that what Jesus says is true. Faith means relying on Jesus for our very life. In fact, just a few verses later, he says, I am the way. I am the truth, that I'm the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Faith is the way that we express our love to God. Faith recognizes the truth that we find not only in the Old Testament, but in Jesus' words in the New Testament as well. So faith is life itself. All throughout Christianity, Christianity is focused on love. It's focused on serving others. The problem is people fail. Many Christians have not focused on love. People are weak. People fail. People don't live up with what Jesus tells us to do. So he goes on. He says something else. He says, remain in me, and I'll remain in you. It's not just an initial step of believing. It's sticking with it. It's remaining in him. Remain in me, and I'll remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine. You can't be fruitful unless you remain in me. I think Jesus is still defining for us what faith is. Faith is primarily about connecting with God. He says the connection is like a vine in branches. We have to stay connected with Jesus. It's not enough for us to just go to church. So, we have a plant this morning. Some of you have asked me what kind of plant it is. Well, it's green. And therein ends my knowledge. It's a plant. But it's got a trunk here, and then branches coming off of it. The branches are kind of all over the place, aren't they? There's it sure is. There's some big branches on this, some long ones. So what we're going to do is we're going to take one of these branches, and there we go. Branch came off of a living plant. What's going to happen to this branch? It's going to die. Why is it going to die? It's not connected. Any branch that's not connected to me will die. Tell you what. we're going to do something special. We're going to take this branch that we've cut off of this plant. And what we're going to do is we're going to put it back in the dirt. There you go. And we're going to put it back in the dirt once a week from, oh, let's say 10 a.m. on Sunday to about 11:10. What's going to happen to that branch? It's still going to die because it's not connected. That's what Jesus is saying. Remain in me. Be connected to me. It's not enough to come to church once a week. That's not what it's about. It's about connection. So how do we connect with Jesus during the week? Here at New Hope, we've talked about a discipleship pathway. Prayer is one of those elements. We connect with Jesus through prayer. Study is one of the elements of the discipleship. We connect with Jesus when we study His Word. We connect with Jesus through worship. Worship doesn't just happen from 10 to 11:10 on Sunday mornings. It's something we can do every week. And if you're a lousy singer like me, it don't matter. You can worship. Just walk around outside, see nature. Thank God for what He's given us. We can connect with Jesus by serving others. It's another element of the discipleship pathway. We connect with Jesus by connecting with others. We connect with Jesus actually through giving. Another element of the discipleship pathway. We connect with Jesus by reaching out to others. There are ways to connect to Jesus. We just have to find the way that's meaningful for us, through which we can truly connect with Him during the week. All of these things can build our faith. And then that faith has an impact in our life. The next verse we're going to read, Jesus says, I've loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. Then he says something kind of strange. At least the first time I read it, I thought it was kind of a bait and switch. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. First time I read that, I remember thinking, oh, that's what he's after. He wants me to obey. It's not really about love. He wants me to do something. So, if you really love me, you'll obey me. Yeah, isn't that kind of self-serving? Well, here's what the command is. Love each other. No, it's not self-serving at all. The command is for us to love those who are around us. When he says, if you love me, you'll obey my commands, that's what he's saying. If you love me, you will love each other as well. Not self-serving at all. Instead, it is simply the way Jesus wants us to live the Christian life. So that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, do more than just go to church. If you want to live, love, and go like Jesus, connect with God, first of all. Then connect with each other. That's what it's about. That's what this whole message of greater love is about. It's about connecting with Him, not just on Sunday mornings, but every moment of our lives, and connecting with each other. So here, as we wrap up this time together, let me just ask you, how do you connect with Jesus outside of church? I want you to think about yourself. Don't think about your spouse or think about your child, about how they ought to be connecting with Jesus or what they need to do. Think about you. How do you connect with Jesus during the week? Talked about Bible study, prayer. We talked about personal, private worship, serving, reaching out to others. How do you connect to Jesus? And then, how do you connect with others outside of the church? Not just here on Sunday mornings, but how do you connect to others? It can be others who are Christians. It can also be others who are not yet Christians, but may become Christians by what you have to say to them. How do you do that? Pray with me, would you please? Lord Jesus, as we look to you, we ask that you would help us. Help us, Lord, to figure out a way to connect with you during the week. Help us, Lord, to see how we can connect with each other. Help us, Lord, to love you and to love each other. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the New Hope Church podcast. If you would do us a favor and like or subscribe on your favorite platform, we would really appreciate it. Also, if you happen to have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at questions@becomehope.com. Have a great week and know that we are praying for you as you seek to be Jesus in every corner of your world.